The question was asked, how do you break up with a girl you've been dating? So let's begin with a broader introduction, and then we'll get to a girl with a shidduch. I think that it's worthwhile to think about breaking up relationships in general, because this can be relevant to breaking up with a chavrusa. It could be relevant to breaking up with a roommate. Could be relevant to breaking up maybe with a tennis partner. Right, but there are certain points which are global. Whenever we're breaking up, so we, if we're the ones initiating it, we have a very easy time thinking about it logically. I still like him. I still think he's a nice person or she's a nice person. I just think that we're not compatible for this, which if we're dating, it's for marriage. But on the receiving end, that's not what a person feels. What a person feels is rejection. So one of the ways we can soften that blow, and this is the lesser important way, but we'll start with this because this is the more obvious one, is to express the fact that if we could, we would want to continue. So let's take an example of... I'll start with a funny example. I was on a bus today on my way back from Tel Aviv. So a couple was sitting right next to me. So they're sitting on a bus. There are no vendors around. And the wife tells her husband, as the bus pulls out of the stop, she tells him, can you go buy me an ice cream cone? So she asks him, please get me an ice cream cone. Now the bus just pulled out of the station. He's got nowhere to go and buy her an ice cream cone. So he says, no, I can't get you an ice cream cone now if you want, but we'll get to the destination where we're getting off. I'll get you an ice cream cone. She says, that's not nice. So he tells her, what do you mean that's not nice? I don't have stories. If you wanted, I would have been happy to get you one 10 minutes ago before we got on the bus. So she tells him, yeah, but you should have said, I wish I could get you an ice cream cone. I just can't right now. It's like they spoke loudly enough that everyone around them burst out laughing. But
so the wife said that...
But I think there's an important concept there, that when we have to express to someone that we are incapable of something, so it's always good to express, I wish I could, but I can't. So if we're talking about a chavrusa, one of the underlying things that we'd want to say or convey is that I like you, and I wish we could continue. There are certain reasons why it's not going to work now. But that's usually not enough, because as we discussed earlier, logically, we all can understand, especially when we're the ones breaking up, that I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you, I just see that we're incompatible. And emotionally, that's not how we feel. So part of what happens emotionally is that our ego feels slighted. And as such, what's fair is that if I'm going to be the one initiating a breakup, I should convey to the other side that I think they're a very, very fine person. It's not enough that I convey that I really would want to continue. I also have to convey how much I value the other person. So if we're talking about a chavrusa, then I have to think about specific points that I value about the other person. I value the points you made. You've helped me figure out a lot of gemaras I couldn't figure out. There are many, many reasons why I really, really value the time we learned together. I think that it doesn't make sense for us to continue because of A, B, and C. But once I've cushioned that with all the things I do value about the person, so then it's going to be easier for the person to accept. If we're talking about a situation where we've been dating, so the longer we've been dating, the more I'm supposed to know the person, and so the more compliments I'm supposed to be able to offer when I'm going to say that I think we don't match. So an example would be, you know, I really, really enjoyed the time we spent together. You taught me so many things. There were things that I never even thought of the way you mentioned them. And here we'll just touch on a different point. I don't think it's modest to comment on external features. Guys sometimes ask me, is it right to tell her you dress nicely, you have a beautiful smile? Those are things that I think are immodest for the period we're dating. So if we're talking about compliments, there are compliments that are correct, and then there are compliments that I think are very, very nice for when we're married. But I shouldn't be commenting on her dress or on her looks before we're married. I think that's immodest. But there are enough areas to compliment and show appreciation about who the person is, the person's traits, and the things we've gleaned from the experience of spending time with the person, that we should be able to give many compliments so the person understands that we value them, at the same time that we say we don't think we are compatible for marriage. Now, if I've dated a girl only once or twice, then obviously I don't have to say as much because I don't know her as well. There also are circles where it's acceptable that the first few dates go through a shadchan. So you'll have to see with the girl you're dating what she's expecting, because sometimes in certain circles, in America in certain circles it's accepted, and in Israel in certain circles it's accepted, that after the first date and the second date you go back to the shadchan, and each one tells the shadchan, are you interested in continuing? And then you don't have to tell her. You could still tell the shadchan how much you appreciate the... What's the question? Shadchan, the person who sets you guys up. So the matchmaker, the person who sets you guys up, sometimes it's expected that you continue the first few times through them. And then also I think it's very worthwhile to say positive things about the person. And again, I think we have to say specifics. It's very easy to say, oh, you're a wonderful person and I really enjoyed the time with you. I think it's important to also say specifics. Then a person sees that we're being truthful, that we really have appreciation. And that, I think, helps cushion the blow. Those are the things, I think, that the basics. Obviously, you have to choose a good time and how to say it, and etc. But that's already obvious. Okay?